Asher's Bolok relates the story of the confrontation between Bolok, king of Moab, and the Jewish people on their way to the Promised Land. Bolok was afraid of Israel. He realized that he has no chance against Israel, led by Moses and protected by God. Thus he tried to avoid harm by hiring Bilam to put a curse on the Jewish people. But the Almighty transforms that curse into a blessing. The parasha thus begins, Balak the son of Zippor saw all that Israel had done to the Amorites, and Moab was overcome with dread. The phrase, Balak saw all that Israel had done to the Amorites, refers to the preceding parasha. There we are told how Israel had defeated the powerful forces of Sihon, the king of the Amorites, and Og, the king of Bashan. Sihon and Og were mighty kings who had appeared invincible. Their territories intervened between Israel and Moab. Balak relied on them to stop the advance of Israel, and thus sent them payments as protection money. Now that they had been defeated, he was overcome with dread. This verse, however, can be read in another way as well, providing a profound moral. Balak saw all that Israel had done to the Amorites. In other words, he saw only one side, namely what Israel had done to them. He did not look, or rather he chose to overlook, what the Amorites had done to Israel, what caused Israel to battle the Amorites. In the preceding parasha, we are told that Israel had sent emissaries to Sihon, requesting permission to pass peacefully through his territory. They made a voluntary offer of peace. Though not in need of food or drink, they even offered to buy provisions from the Amorites for the latter's advantage and benefit, and to muzzle the cattle so it will not graze in Sihon's fields. Sihon's response, however, was to assemble his people and to attack Israel. Both Sihon and Og took the offensive and started wars against Israel. All these facts Balak chose to ignore. Balak had selective vision. Like criminals and hypocrites in general, he saw only what he wanted to see. Thus he brought evil upon himself and his people. As the Medrash puts it, it would have been better for the wicked if they had been blind, for their eyes bring evil upon the world. The wicked see only what they choose to see, and hear only what they choose to hear. They overlook, excuse, and rationalize their own errors and failures, and see faults only in others. They bring about their own misfortune, and then still blame others for them. As it is said in Mishlei, that the foolishness and wickedness of man perverts his way, and then he frets and complains against God. This was the case with Balak. Obsessed with his ego, caring only about his own ideas and interests, blinded by hatred of Israel, he saw only what Israel had done to his confederates, the Amorites. He lost objectivity. He was not concerned with truth and ignored the facts of reality. He did not reflect on the past nor consider the future. In that frame of mind, he himself is to blame for the misfortunes that befell himself and his people.